The Oklahoma Panhandle contains some of the windiest real estate in America, and a private company, Cleanline Energy Partners, wants to wrangle that wind for energy. They'd transport the electricity to Tennessee and the Southeast, but to get it there, they'll need more than 300 miles of Arkansas Thruway. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, certain property owners are refusing to grant easement.
Nick Stockton looks up from his 95-acre Crawford County farm, imagining 15-story tall metal power poles strung with high-voltage electric cable crackling overhead.
It's going to be within 50 yards of the house.
His new home, which he's put off building, Nick Stockton first learned about Houston-based Cleanline Energy Partners' plan to build a 700-mile-long interstate transmission facility through his place 3 years ago. The novel direct current power line will deliver 4,000 megawatts of Oklahoma wind energy to utilities across the Southeast.
This is a private company that's trying to get the right of eminent domain to do this, which has never been done in the United States.
Referring to Cleanline Energy Partners obtaining approval last March to partner with the U.S. Department of Energy on the project, Nick Stockton is party to a legal complaint filed in federal court against the DOE last August by two Arkansas citizens groups. Arkansas's congressional delegation also filed matching bills to block the project, citing federal overreach. But Mario Hurtado, executive vice president with Cleanline Energy Partners, promises landowners will be fully compensated.
You know, you'll be paid 100% of the market value of the property that the easement is acquired on. So there's a square footage for an easement. It'll be 150 to 200 feet wide. There's a second compensation component, and that's for transmission structures. So the actual structures that hold up the transmission line, depending on how many are on your property, you will get a payment for that.
Hurtado says the Cleanline's moving forward after 5 years of review, 15 public meetings, and an environmental assessment under the National Environmental Policy Act. An interconnection contract with the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Cleanline's terminus, is pending, Hurtado says, as are Oklahoma wind farm contracts.
And we got over 22,000 megawatts of requests for transmission service to Tennessee and to Arkansas.
The Plains and Eastern Clean Line is just one of five proposed interstate transmission lines his company seeks to build across the U.S. to enhance an aging national transmission grid. During an October 3rd press conference in Little Rock, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon expressed support for the Clean Line, which will greatly stimulate the wind energy sector in her state. But Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson was less enthusiastic.
We want to have a benefit from it in terms of access to the transmission line for our receipt of some of that energy.
Cleanline Energy Partners has promised to construct a $100 million substation in Pope County, hire an Arkansas labor force, purchase Arkansas-manufactured materials for the Cleanline, and convey millions of dollars to affected counties and property taxes. But for now, contract land agents are going door to door, seeking necessary right-of-way agreements with Arkansas landowners across 12 counties. And if owners refuse, the Fed will step in to condemn the land. I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations like yours. Like our Facebook page, Arkansas Public Media.